Weiter in Shas. We are in Sanhedrin. Dav. Hey, picking up on Dalam Rabbi's Badabam at a page. Hanu Rabbanon. DNA Mamanos Vishlosha. We said that DNA Mamanos is with three. Beep, turn the page. Hey, Yaman Aleph. Ve'im hayamum chel rabim don afil yechidi. But if this person is a mumch, an expert for the rabim, then he could even do it by himself. It says, Rashi, Dechsev, Betzedek Tishbot, Vekasavar, Ein Kan, Eruv, Parshios. Omer Rav Nachman, Kagon Ano, Dan Dine Momenes Bechidi. Like me, right? Someone like me can do it even by myself. Chen or Rav Chia, Kagon Ano, Dan Dine Momenes Bechidi. So too, Rav Chia says the same idea, that I can do such a thing. I'm an expert, I have a lot of experience in this. I could take care of this. Frek the Gemara, question on this. Iboy Lehu, Kagon Ano, when they said like me, do you mean Kagon Ano de Gemirna, that I learned this well? Rashi says, Shmuz Dinim Mirabosai. I learned all this from my Rabbonim Usvirna. And not only that, it says Rashi, the Yodani Lahosiv Liashiv Ta'amimidaiti. I know how to add to it from my own das, when the Kitna Rishusa. And not only that, but I got Rishus, says Rashi, Mirish Galusa, Dayanana Dine Momenus Bechidi, to do such a thing. Avalona could Rishus Dine, then Lodina. But if I didn't get Rishus, then it wouldn't work, says Rashi, Vahadar Dina Legam, Vahadar Dina Legam, and then it goes back entirely. It doesn't work. It's knocked out. It's null and void. Odilma, or maybe he meant Alphagav, the Lona could be Shus a DNA Dina. Even though he didn't get Rishus, still the Din is a Din. Tashima, let's try to figure this out. The Marzutra Breeder of Nachman, Dan Dina Vita. Marzutra was the son of Nachman. He once did this on himself, on his own, and he made a mistake with his Din. Also, the Kimmy of Yosef. They came from Rav Yosef. The one who actually made the mistake, Barzutra, came from Yosef to ask, am I now chayiv to go and to pay back this person because I messed him over because I was wrong? Amalosu says, im kibluch alayu, if they accepted upon you, says Rashi, meaning to say, legamre leilech acharecha, im ledin, im letos, velo yitvucha, velo lo teshalim. Right? If they totally relied upon you, no matter what it would be, then lo teshalim, then you don't have to pay anything. However, vim lo, but if they didn't accept it to be that they accepted your din, no matter what it's going to be, then zil shalim, then you have to go and you have to pay. Shma mina ki lo nakud rishusa. So we learn from here that even if the judge has not gotten any rishus, dina dina, his din is a din, shma mina. Because we didn't ask anything other than the fact of, did they agree with you or not? It says Rashi, v'ilo zil shalim, v'ilo kiblato uscha alayim, if they didn't take or accept your mistake on them. The Amr L'chal said to you, Dayan Talon Din Torah Zil Shalim Umiu Mehadah Din Alo. They say, okay, they're going to pay, you know, if they have to, but if not, if it's wrong, then you have to go pay. And if not, then you'd have to now pay. Now, what do we see from here? Rashi, Al Magamir V'Savir Kilona Could Rishus Adina Dina Dlo Mader. Right, the taka, the din is the din, even without getting any rishus over here. Amarav zok the heilige rav haiman to boy lemidan dina. If you have a person who wants to go ahead, he wants to don a case ve'ita miboy lemiftera, and he wants to make sure that if he's going to make a mistake, that he's going to be off the hook. Lishko rishus mi beirish galusa. He should get rishus from the beirish galusa. Says Rashi, dekivet de rishus nachas lo mashalim. Since he went down to dana with rishus, so now he shouldn't have to pay. V'chein amar Shmuel, lishko rishus mi beirish galusa. Take rishus from beirish galusa. Okay, then you're off the hook. Says the Gemara, pshita. Mehacha lehacha mehasam lehasam umehacha lehasam mehani. Says Rashi, mehacha lehacha, meaning mireish galusa lebavel lemedan dina de bavel. So if that's what we're talking about over here, I'm sorry, mireish galusa de bavel. That's what the Bach says too. Lemedan dina bavel umehasam lehasam minasi de'eretz Yisrael ladun be'eretz Yisrael. That's for sure, you know. They have the jurisdiction by themselves. I mean, hacha lahasam mehani. And it's also clear that if you have a shus from here, from Bavel, to go there, to Eretz Yisrael, that's also going to work. Wow. The hacha shevet v'hasam mechokek. Because over here in Bavel, the Reish Galusa is considered a shevet, says Rashi, lashon serara. In other words, they have power, like a king, like a ruler. Yesh la meshus la hafkir, the hefker bezen hefker. They could do such a thing where they can mafkir things. Dichsev v'chol asher lo yavo, b'yavamos b'ishar abba. Mechokek serara mu'etes. And over there, they're called a mechokek, which is a smaller form of leadership. So therefore, for sure, that works. Kedetanya, lo yasud shevet miyehuda, elu rashi golios shebabavel, sherodin es yisrael b'shevet. Famous pasuk, at least to me, and now to you as well. The scepter will not depart from Yehuda. It's the tongue of Reish Galusa, Bavel, who rule over them with a shevet, like a rod, like a... the, you know, some sort of stick, a staff. Says Rashi, Shirodin is Am, Shisham Koach or Shus Meis Malchi Pras. The king of Persia, they gave him the rulers, the bill to it. Umechokek me being Raglov, Elubene Banov, Shel Hillel, Shemalam Din Torah, Berabim. And the pasuk goes on to say, but first it says that the scepter is not going to leave from Yehuda, and the scholar from the descendants, this is talking about the grandchildren of Hillel, who'll teach Torah. Says Rashi, "Bnei Banav Shalil Hilo Nasi Haya Kedam Reb Sachem BeElu Devarim Hoshivuhu Berosh Uminuhu Nasi Alehem." Right, so this passed on to his generations. Mehasam La Hachamai. But what about if the people of the rulers in Eretz Yisrael, those the people over there, the Mechokekin over there in Eretz Yisrael, they go and they say they could do something in Bavel? Does his authorization work in Bavel? Toshima, Toshima. Well, let's take a little looky-looky. De Rabba Barchana Dandina Vita. Says Rashi, Dandina Bebavel Bita. It says Rabba Barchana. And what happened? He made a mistake in Bavel. Asala came to Rav Chia. He came in front of Rav Chia in Eretz Yisrael, says Rashi. Asala Eretz Yisrael came to Rav Chia. And to want to say, is he chayev? Amar leh, so Chia says to him, I kiblucha layu lo tasham. If the people that you were dealing with, these litigants, they accepted you upon you, you know, they accepted you upon them, then you don't have to go and then you don't have to pay anything. V'ilo zilsham, but if not, you have to go and you have to pay. V'har rabba rechana rishus havanakit. But he got rishus. Where did he get rishus from? He got it from Eretz Yisrael, like we're going to see. And yet we see it's going to be chayiv and bavel if they didn't accept him. Shma mina mehach tam lahacha lamahani. Shma mina, says Rashi. Shma mina mehach tam lahacha lamahani. The whole rabbi of Rechanim, Rishusa avadakat, me rabbi denasi eretz Yisrael haya, ki da amron lekamon b'shmaitin ben achi yored labavel. Like we're going to see how this ended up happening. Shma mina velo mahani. Fakti Gemara, is it really true that if you get, you know, from the nasi in Eretz Yisrael, it's not going to work for bavel? V'harabba barahuna, ki have a minse bahadde de beirish galusa. This is Rabba Baravuna. When he got into a little tiff with them, a little argument, amr lav mi naichu nikitna rishusa, he said to him, I didn't get rishus from you, below you. The kitten rishus to me, Abba Mari. I got it from my father, my master. Abba Mari, me Rav, the Rav me Rechia, the Rechia me Rebbe. It goes all the way back. My father from Rav, who got it from Rav, who got it from Rechia, got it from Rebbe. So we see that someone in Bavel who gets the authorization by a Nasi isn't below that of Reish Galusa, even though seemingly that is over here. Right, it says Rashi, lo mi naichu nikitna rishusa. Vinu kafif lechem, I'm not kafif to you. Unbelievable. So it seems as though they can overcome the Reish Galusa from hasam to hacha. It says Gemara, b'milsa da'almahu da'okim lehu. Nah, he was just coming at them. He was trying to get out of it. You know, he was coming at them with words. B'milsa da'alma. But really, he was slower to them. Nice try. Shkoyach that you got your rishus from the nasi. Frakta Gemara, v'chimeachid delumahan. If it really doesn't help to have rishus from Eretz Yisrael for Bavel, Rabbi Barchanan rishus adakad lamali. So why do you get rishus from the nasi in Eretz Yisrael? Like it doesn't make any sense. You should have got it from the Reish Galusa. And for the Gemara, la yerus ha'omdim ala gavulin. The nasi's authorization does work for the cities of Bavel that are right by the border of Eretz Yisrael. Says Rashi, hanim shachos right ala gavulim shachos acher Eretz Yisrael. They like touch right along it, like an extension of Eretz Yisrael. There, that's what they could still do it. Now, my reshusa. What did he get? Rabbi Chana was going to Bavel. He's going from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. He said, Rabbi Chia said to Rabbi, my brother's son is going to Bavel. Yore, can he go ahead and pass in there? Says Rashi, Isser Heter, Amalehem, Rabbi Yore. L'kaman parach igamer l'amalei reshusa b'hara. Right? Lots of things about Shechita and Kashrus and that kind of stuff. So we're going to ask, somebody's going to say, why is it necessary to get it to paskin on those things at all? Why do you even need that? So anyway, Rebbe said back to him, Yorah, yeah, he can paskin. Yodin? He said, okay, but what about Yodin? There's Yorah, Yodin, right? Can he go and do Yorah as an Isser v'Heter? What about Dine? Dine Mamina? Says Rashi, Yodin, Birishus v'Yifter Milishalim? In other words, will this be good enough that he's going to be off the hook for such a thing like this? Says Yodin, yeah, he could do that. Yatir b'choros? Can he matir a mum of a b'chor? Says Rashi, Yatir b'choros, Yira b'mumin im bim kavuahu. And if it's a mum kavua, we know that a mum, it's not a kavua, that you're not allowed to... You know, the shechte b'chor, so it's not kavua, then yetirel l'shochto, the b'yomei the Rebbe, ein l'b'chor takana, ashi b'b'mum, the acher chor ben haya. He was living after the Beis HaMikdash, so therefore you can do anything with the b'chor, so you have to wait until there's a mum. Can he matir with a mum? Do we allow that? Yatir says, yeah, sure, he can do that also. Ki avanachas rav l'bavel. When Rav was going down to Bavel, Amar l'Rebbe Chiel l'Rebbe, so it's a similar story. Okay, said the Rebbe, says, Ben Achusi Yore the Bavel. My sister's son is going down to Bavel. Yore? Yeah, Yore. Yadin? Yeah, Yadin. Yadin Bechores? Al Yatir. He says, he may not do that. No. Whereas he said before, yes, someone else. He says, no, he can't. He doesn't let it. He doesn't. Where he said before, yes, by Rabbi Barbachana, he didn't say yes to Rav. And okay, so now, my shnah lamar de kari ben achi, why is it Rav Chia spoke about Rabbi Bechana as my brother's son? My shnah lamar de kari ben achosi, and he called Rav my sister's son. V'chite mahachi avamaisa, if you want to say, well, what's your question? That's just what happened, you know? But when he says Ayati, Rashi says, the coming for his time, he's going to say, why you let one, not the other? V'chite mahachi, when he said it was, v'amar mar, Aivo v'chana v'shilo amarsa Rabbi Chia, Ivo is the father of Rav. Chana, who's the father of Rabbi Bar Chana, it says Rashi. Ivo is avu de Rav. Ivo, kedaminim beor larbasar. I'm le Ivo kaim. Chana is avu de Rabba. Shelo Marsa and Rav Chia. Kulu bnei Abba bar Acha Karsla mikavri avu. All the kids of Abba bar Acha Karsala, who was from a place called Kafri. Rashi says Makom. Right, it's from that place. Kum tuchois nenarayin, it comes out that Rabba and Rav were both sons of the brothers of Rav Chia. So why is he saying about Rav that he's the son of his sister? And for the Gemara, Rav bar achua dahava bar achte. Rav was the son of Rav Chia's brother and also as well as the son of his sister. Don't get all nervous, though. It was a half-brother and a half-sister, and therefore they were able to go and marry one another, and that's how it ended up being, his brother and his sister. Rabbi Bar Chana Bar Achua de la Bar Achte. Rabbi Bar Chana was the son of Rav Chia's brother, but not the son of his sister. So that's why he called him only the son of his brother. V'ibo Yisema. Another answer. Beep, turn the page. Here my base. Al Shem Chachmoso. Rav Chia called Rav the sister's son because of his wisdom. Says Rashi, Shahaya Rav Chacham Yoser, Karele Ben Achoso. Shtichsev Emor L'Chachma Achosiat. As the Pasuk says, you shall say to wisdom, you are my sister. Interestingly, we see this Pasuk also on Lamed Amud Beis. In Kiddushin, also the top line. It's an interesting shtickle over there. Therefore, when he called him my son and my sister, he meant because of his incredible wisdom. Okay, so now, Yatir Bechoros, Al Yatir, right? So he said about, Chia asked, can Rav Matir Bechoros Al Yatir? He says, nope, he can't. My timer. Why? Why can't he do such a thing? Elim Ubishim de Lochachim, if you want to say because he wasn't smart enough, Hakach Amrinan de Chakim Duer. He said he was incredibly wise, says Rashi. Hakamer the Chacham Tula, the Had Teratz the Al Shem Chachmasa Karina Ben Achos. That's why we even call him Ben Achos because of his wisdom. El Mishum Dalo Bekia Mume. Right, so you want to say because he's not a bucky when it comes to mumin, that's the your thought. Rav said that 18 months I grew up with roe tzon, you know, with Rebbeim, with shepherds. Lay the Eza Mum Kavua Veza Mum Over. To know which type of mum one of them was. So clearly, he was a Chacham there. Ella Lachlok Lo Kavod Lo Rabba Bar Chana. The reason why is because he wanted to give honor to Rabba Bar Chana. Since he allowed it to happen to Rabba Bar Chana, says Rashi, that L'chalik Kavod Lo Rabba Kedei Shehanhigu Bo B'nei Bavel Kavod. He wanted to give him Kavod. So Shavak Lei Hai Chashivusa. He left him the chashiva. Steal the Rav. How about give me Yikar Belavach? They wouldn't give him honor anyway. But Rabbi Rechana, maybe not as much honor, except for they wanted to make sure he had that ability to get such a great, great honor. This is a wild answer, this one. Viba Yisema means just amazing. Says Rashi, Had to Kamer Al Yatir, the fact that we're not letting him out there. Mishum HaGufe, because of exactly that point, says Rashi, Mishum HaMilsa to Kamer Shmona Asay Chadoshim Gadalti, the fact that he became such an expert in Mumin, that's why they didn't let him do it. The Rabbi Kiyab Mumin Tfei, he's so good at it. Bishari Mumin De Lo Yodi Inchi, he's got a Matir Amum that people are not going to even understand what he's talking about, right? He's got a Matir Mum De Lo Yodi Inchi, something that people are not going to know well, says Rashi, you know, the Rav Shumum. People are not going to say, oh, that's a mum. They're going to say, oh, they're going to try to learn Davar Mitok Davar, Ki Hai Gav the Shari Rav. They're going to matter other type of things. But also, Lemishim Mum Over, they're going to come to matter a mum that's a mum over. And therefore, because he's so good, we can't let him pass in because people are going to end up making a mistake because of his godless. Sometimes people are just too good, and you know, lo yore the sof daitam. All right, says the Gemara, Yora. Rav Chia has asked Rebbe, can he go and pask him by Yora? Isav Heter? Yora, yeah, he could do such a thing, sure. Frak the Gemara, why do you need somebody to tell you could do that? Igamir, if this person learned and he knows that Allah, Rishus Alamali the Mishko, why should he have to take Rishus to go out into Paskin and such things? And for the Gemara Mishul Maisa Shahaya, because of a story that happened, the Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Pamachas Halach Rabbi Lama, Komechad, once upon a time, una vez, Rabbi fue, to Rabbi went to a particular place, Ura b'nei Adam, Shemigablin Isosein b'tumah. He saw the people were kneading their dough in Tumah, says Rashi, b'tumah lo avim lo yimakpidin letar kleim. They weren't makpid to make sure their kalim were taller. Amalam, so he said to him, hold on a second. Why are you doing this? You know, this stuff is Tumah. Well, Tame, why are you doing it in the Tumah stuff? So Amalam, they said back to him, Talmud Echad Balakan. No, there was once a Talmud, and he came here, and Vahor Lanu, Mi Bitsaim Ein Me Bitsaim Ein Machshirim. He came and he taught us that when it comes to Me Bitsarim, says Rashi, is maybe terms agam merishuk belaz. Swamp water is something which maybe some ein machshirin is not going to be machshir something like kabel tuma. We know that if there's something to become a tuma, it's got to come in contact with tuma, but also via one of the zayin mashkin. Says Rashi ein machshirin umimim b'tzayim anu lashim, and we use this type of water which is not something which could be transferred tuma. Hilkach lo mekabel yisa tuma. They never mekabel tuma in the first place, so therefore that's why we did it. Now. Vehu may beitzim darshlo. Really, what he taught them was not. He didn't teach them. May bitzaim. He said may beitzim. Says Rashi, alosh isa for beitzim. That is, if you use an egg in order to go and knead the dough, shall turn to golus va'avus. But beitzim. Sorry, halosh isa. But beitzim shall turn to golus va'avus from a chicken or from a duck. That's what he meant when he said it's not going to make something mukshal kabatuma. Veinu suffer maybe saw him come and they thought that he was said swamp water. Veto nami baha, and they also made a mistake with the following idea: may kermion umay figa psulin. The waters that come from a river called kermion and that of figa, these two different rivers, are not going to be able to be used for May, for, Shem. Rashi explains, for Mayim Chaim. It says, Rashi, Kumbu Ufiga Nahar Shalgam. These are these rivers, these type of, these water beds, these water sources. Psulin Lamechatas, to be used for the Paraduma, Bepreshayim, Mabit Sayim. Vanu Mayim Chaim El Keli, Abayin, has to be Mayim Chaim, and this is not going to work for that. Bepreshayim, Mabit Sayim, because they understood them to be Mabit Sayim again, the Name Kabotoma. Veinu Savar, Midilagabe Chatas Psile, and they thought, there's people that he came to visit, that just like these waters are going to be not able to be used for mechatas, and achshiri nami lo machshiri, they're also able to be used to be mukshar lekabel toma veloi, but it's really not true, because hasam li mechatas bin mayim chayim, in reference to the mechatas, we actually need it to be mayim chayim, and you can't use waters from the agam in order to be able to use that. But hachach shire kol dehu machshire. Says any type of liquid is going to come on, and any type of water, even if it's from an agam, from a lake, from a river, from a lake, from some sort of swamp, is going to be able to mukshir lekabotoma. So we see this is a big mistake that were made. So if you want to know why do we say that you need a smicha for this, so to speak, Tana ba'osa shal gozer, at that time they were gozer, that Talmud Al Yora LMK Notar Rishus Mirabo, a Talmud can't paskin unless he has Rishus from his Rebbe. Therefore, no one is going to say, go according to these things until his teacher has made clear that it's going to be understood properly. He says, Rashi Notar Rishus Mirabo, Chiyayiv Le Rabo, Rishusa, Midig Daig Beishay, Lashono Psuach, Velo Yitu Ashomim as Devarv. That is, the Rebbe will make sure that the Talmud is going to save it in a way that the Talmidim are not going to end, the people that ask him are not going to end up making a mistake from his words. He has to be clear what's going on, and that's the type of smicha they're getting, is that not that they should know the halacha as well. That's one thing, of course, but that it should be that they actually know how to give over the material in a proper way, people are not going to make a mistake with it. Story time. Tanchum bered Rabbi Ami ikla lechasar da lechasar. He came and he visited a place called Chasar. Actually, this is a makom darshlu, and he darshened over there. Mutter liltos chitim bePesach. You're allowed to soak wheat on Pesach. Says Rashi, lishos ma'at b'mayim, a little bit of water, lakoshta ulakochan, and then you grind up machteshes on a grinder. Lochachin lechimot, so you're not worried about chametz, whole vikoshta miyad, because it would go ahead and it would grind it immediately, and that's what he paskin. So Amar Loi said to him, hold on 1 second, are you paskining here? Don't you understand? Lav Rav Mani de Mitzor Ika Hacha? Isn't your Rebbe Mani de Mitzor? Isn't he in town over here? Vitanya, we learned today, He saw an Erevin throwback. Talmud al yor alachem u'kom rabba. Talmud is not allowed to go ahead and paskin in a place where his Rebbe is. Elim kain ha'yorochuk b'menu shalos parsos. Unless he's 3 parsa away. Keneged mechli yisrael. Zechen neged the mechli yisrael. As Rashi points out, when they wanted to go ask Moshe Rabbeinu, the mechli yisrael is 3 parsa. So they would say to go to Moshe Rabbeinu. Beyond that, you can go and it's fine, but not if you're within 3 parsa. Shamalahu, he said, Lavadai toy. Shkoyach, I didn't know my Rebbe was here. Rabbi Chia, Chazia, Lugavad, Havakoi, Bebesakvar. So this is a person in a cemetery. And Amalei says to him, Lav Ben Ish Ploni Kohenata? Aren't you the son of a guy who's a Kohen? Aren't you a Kohen? Rashi is a beautiful pshat as per what this is doing over here. Take a look at it. I'm going to go vaita though. He says, aren't you a coin? I'm going to lay in. He said, yeah, it's true. You got me. I am a coin. I know you're wondering, what am I doing in the cemetery then? Well, I'll tell you. Avua dahu gavra gavai naim hava. The father of that person, meaning his own father, gavai naim, Rashi says, halach acher enav. He went after his eyes. Nasen enav begrusha vechililo. He put his eyes on a grusha, and the coin can't marry a grusha. If he does, and the kid is a halal. It's a halal. So now it says, Rashi says, I'm a begrusha venise, so me menu no latati, arini halal mechal, so if I'm allowed to become tummy in a cemetery. Zark the Gemara, Pshita Lepalga, it's Pashit that if you're splitting abilities, in other words, you can paskin this, but not paskin that, at that taka works. Rashi says, Kigon, Rav, de Yahivi Lahu Rishus, Le Maidan Velo Lahatir Bechoris. He was allowed to be done, but he couldn't be Matir Bechoris. So, Pshita Lepalga Haka Amar de Mahani. Al Tanai Mai. But what about Al Tanai? What happens if you can paskin, but Al Tanai? What does it mean, Rashi says? Al Tanai could go in Ad Shana, Ad Shana Sayyid Beloser. You can do it for a year or 2 years, but no more. My Mahani Bezoch Zman, although does it work the taka you can do within that time or not? Tashima, let's take a look. Dama the Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Shemin, Hare Atab, Shusenu, Achetavu, Etzleinu. We know that what happened was that Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Shemin, when he was on his way to Bavel, says Rashi, Kishaya Poresh Mimenu, Vior the Bavel, when he was separating from him and he was coming down to Bavel, he said to him, listen, you have a heter from us to do it. Says Rashi, Bishusenu means Rishusenu, Slacha, Ladun, we allow you to go into Baskin until. Come back to us. So we see Altanai does work. Goofa, bring us back to the Gimel. Amar Shmuel, Beis Shadanu Dinayim Din. If you have two people that go and they dan, their din is a din. If you remember, we had a machlokas about whether really you have to use three or even one's good enough, but three is Midura Banan. And according to one Shita, we say that really one is good enough, three midrabanan. And then the question is, then what would be if there's only two over there? What would that work? And according to that Shita, I think a Shmuel would say that would be fine, just zay chutzpah, because you're meant to have three. Yosef Rav Nachman, the Ka'amar Lahashmaita. Rav Nachman was sitting there, he was speaking over this idea. Eisvei Rav Rav Nachman. So Rav came out to Kasha. He says, you know, I've got a bit of a problem here. This is a Mishnah coming up, says Rashi. Afilu shnayim mezakeres, I didn't read it. Mishnah hi bezeh borer, the comment of chavtes. Afilu shnayim mezaken, or shnayim mechayven, even if you have two that will be mezaka, that would say that he's not chayv, or you have two that say he is chayv. The echad, omer ein yodeh, and you have one of them that says, I don't know, I just don't know. What do we do in such a case? Yosifu hadayanim. They add judges. Says Rashi, da have a late command, da lo have awesome. It's like the guy's not there. Vishtach the treyu. There's only two there. Vanan be inim ekara talasa. You'd have three. The inami gemardina betray. Da have a ruba shabadami. Even though maybe the guy would argue it'd still be that the two win, but he's got to be that he has an opinion. If he doesn't have opinions, the kid doesn't even exist. Vimi sub Shmuel is taka correct. Naim Shedanu. Let it just be like he done with two. And what's the problem? According to you, it's a chutzav, but it should taka work. And Gemara, no. Shiny, right? Therefore, it's right. It doesn't work. It says, no. Shiny, awesome. That's different. That case when the judge can't decide. They may kara daita the lusty sibi because they originally get together to have three. The menhacha lava daita the lusty sibi here by Shmuel. They didn't ever have in mind to do three. So if you start off the process with three, then you got to do three. And if not, then okay, then you start with two. So then that's not a problem. Hey, Svei, let's try again. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Hadin Bishlosha, Upshara Bishnayim. The din has to be done with three. Upshar, but if you're compromising, then you can have a court of two. V'yafakoch pshar mikoch din. The strength of compromise is greater than that of the din. Sheshnaim shadonu, because you have two that come and they die in a din. Baladinim yichol and lachsabahen. The baladinim, those litigants, they can back out on their agreement to give it to them too. Ushnaim says upshar, but you have two that are doing a pshara. So in such a case, ain bale dinim yichom lachs behen, they're not able to go out and to back out of it. Says Rashi, shnayim sheosin pshara, ain bale dinim yichom lachs behen, sharei nisratzu v'apiem asu. They're saying they're going along with that which they are going to say. Bottom line, the kudu v'yeh that we're taking out is that shnayim shadanu bale dinim yichom lachs behem. So we see that they're able to back out, which is against what Shmuel said, that itaka is going to work. And they're saying you can even back out of it. Beep, turn the page. V'chitema. And if you want to try to pull a move over here and say, right, vavam alaf, v'chitema pligi rabbanan aleidu rabbishim angamliya, you want to say the rabbanan, the argumishim angamliya, they say that a case can be decided even according to the strict law, by two judges. So it's not a catch anymore because that Rav Shimon Gamliel goes against someone else that Shmuel is going in the world of. V'am Rabbi Avoh, Rabbi Avoh says, Shnayim Shadanu. If you have two that come along and they judge this case, L'divrei HaKol Ein Dinayim Din. According to everyone, the din is not a din. Right? So there's no one that's arguing with Shimon Gamliel over here. So Shmuel is no one to back him up. To go along to say that two is not going to work. And for the Gemara, Gavra, a Gavra Karamis. What are you trying to bring a contradiction between one person, Rav Avoh, and another one, and Shmuel? Shmuel argues with Rav Avoh, and he holds that the rabbis do argue with Shmuel Gamliel. Because he said, if you have a chitim, a plea, you're a banan, it can't be because Rav Avoh says differently. So what? Clearly, Shmuel argues, and he says, Rav Avoh, that's nice that you say that. But I say, no, Chama actually argued with Shmuel Gamliel, and they said that a two-man court is going to be valid, and therefore he's going according to the rabbis. And now everything, he has what to be somech on, and he's saying, okay, he says, Rashi, Gavar, Rabbi Avoh, unto Shmuel, Savar Pligi, Rabbanan Lay. So Shmuel Gamliel, he just holds that he argues on him, and therefore he has what to go into, he has who to stand on. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.